Thursday night marks the end of an era. It's the series finale of the CMT show Nashville, which features the lives and, at times, soapy scandals of fictional country music stars. As WPLN's Emily Siner reports, the six seasons have also given a big boost to the city's image and some of its songwriters.
Plot aside, the show makes the city look really good. Divey nightclubs and everyday spots like the Nashville Farmers Market suddenly look glamorous in that polished TV drama way. Marshall Herskovitz says shooting on location was a very conscious decision from the show's earliest days, which he felt compelled to continue after he took over the series in 2016.
I think mandated by the people on the show, not by anybody at the studio or anything like that. It was the people who work on the show.
This kind of display of the city likely did boost tourism after the program's 2012 debut. When the Visitors Bureau surveyed tourists a couple years later, about half of the people they talked to had seen the series, and those people tended to spend more money here. The show also had an impact on the musicians it featured, more than 300 of them. For Sarah Siskind, it gave a national platform for her style of songwriting.
Country-leaning, but not your typical radio country song.
At the end of the day, Lord, I pray, I have a life that's good.
This was exactly what the show was looking for. Siskind ended up with 21 songs on Nashville.
Definitely a unique show. There's never been anything like it, and I'm not sure that there ever will be.
The finale isn't the end of CMT's production in the city, but its newest venture will feature a much different side. Next week, it premieres a reality show following Nashville Bachelorettes. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.